healthcare one American at a time.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a risk that the United States could lose its AAA credit rating, yes or no?
No risk of that.
No risk.
No risk.
This guy's been stoned since the third grade.
Robert Scott Bell.
I have a message. A message that is loud and clear and does not mince words. We've come to take our government back.
Scott Bell.
This is not an issue of credit rating. The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that.
What's going on here? Can you explain this one to me?
He's kind of gone crazy.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
89 seconds that changed the world. That's right. That's how we kick it off today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. 89 seconds that changed the world. What is he talking about? What is RSB saying today? Well, did anybody see the ABC debate on foreign policy? That was no debate on foreign policy, except that we want to maintain the same foreign policy that got us into the mess that we're in and that Barack Obama maintains. That's what happened in the first hour of the ABC debate. If you happen to be so bold as to watch it or bored, 89 seconds of that first hour, Ron Paul was actually allowed to speak. 89 seconds! How could they give Ron Paul 89 seconds to speak the truth that the old Republican Guard does not want anyone to hear? And you are going to hear it today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. By the way, all the links up at robertscottbell.com, as they are every week here on GCN Live. Thank you for being with us all over planet Earth and all over these United States and the wonderful affiliates that pick us up through Genesis Communications Network. We've got lots of healing to do today. The phone number to call if you'd like to be part of the show, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. For those of you who don't have live listen access via the web, you want to tell your friends or family members that don't, there's also a listen line number at 760-569-7715, 760-569-7715. Give everybody an opportunity to hear this as it streams also 24/7 for the entire week. In between live broadcast. 89 seconds. That is all that Ron Paul was allowed in the CBS foreign policy debate during yesterday's first hour. What does this mean? And I'm here to tell you this is good news. Great news. And somebody would say, wait, Ron, you like Ron Paul. How is it great news to only give him 89 seconds? It's fantastic news. This on the heels of Bill O'Reilly cutting Ron Paul out of his straw poll after he had all the candidates on last week. And the blowback as Jerry Doyle slammed O'Reilly. And O'Reilly got upset. Roger Ailes, I heard he got upset too. And then CNBC in their debate, same thing. They pulled a Bill O'Reilly. And then, of course, we go on to the, is it ABC or CBS? I have it conflicting. I don't know that there's a lot of difference between the alphabet soup so-called, what do we call these things? Are they even networks anymore? I mean, they're losing their grip. They are losing their grip. 89 seconds to Ron Paul, and so they now have pulled a Bill O'Reilly. CNBC has pulled a Bill O'Reilly. How many more of these can we take? This is why I say it's good news, because these 89 seconds make it even more obvious, as if we needed it to be more obvious, that our enemy, not only big government, but big media, the old media, who is conspiring against all those who love liberty, all those who love health freedom, all those who love peace and prosperity. The big networks are invested in war. Yes, that's right. There are no peaceniks in the media. There is no liberal elite in the media. They're a bunch of warmongers, bloodthirsty warmongers. They cannot have Ron Paul speak the truth about the foreign policy. And for those of you who say, I like Ron Paul except for his foreign policy, I'm going to get into that. Absolutely going to get into that. I have a link up to the political ticker with Jack Hunter, the Southern Avenger. I chatted with him by text earlier today. He's on his way to another stop. But this is the 90 seconds or 89 seconds that changes the world. Why? Well, the remaining 3,510 seconds were spent with the other major candidates, basically declaring their desire to start wars in Iran, Pakistan, and Syria, rehashing their support for torture, agreeing that President Obama has the right to unilaterally assassinate an American citizen without a court conviction, and explaining their plans to continue nation building, policing, and occupying countries across the globe. This is your Republican Party outside of Ron Paul. 89 seconds given to rebut the entire garbage policies that are destroying this country, for which the Democratic tyranny is also participating in with equal aplomb. This despite other Republicans have, over the last 4 years, changed their positions. Indiana Governor Mitch Daniels ruffled hawks' feathers, these chicken hawks, by suggesting that America might have to shrink its military footprint around the globe to restore solvency to the federal budget. You follow this? How do you expect to defend yourself if you've got no money left, you chicken hawks? Mississippi Governor Haley Barbour, one of the most successful Republican National Committee chairmen in recent history, sounded a similar note. Anybody who says you can't save money at the Pentagon has never been to the Pentagon. We can save money on defense. What is our mission? How many members of Al-Qaeda are in Afghanistan? Is that a 100,000-man mission? New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has also said, the United States must also become more discriminating in what we try to accomplish abroad. We certainly cannot force others to adopt our principles through coercion. Daniels, Barbour, Christie, not running for president. So despite initial impressions that much has changed since 2008, the Republican foreign policy debate remains pretty much Paul versus everyone else. Paul versus everyone else. And last night, first chance the GOP had in the election to substantively, yes, that's a word, have the foreign policy debate many in the party believe it must have. And they gave him 89 seconds. And this now becomes the opportunity that changed the world. The shot heard around the world, the 89 seconds heard around the world, and we're going to let you hear about that momentarily. In fact, the first clip from the debate coming up momentarily here, talking about war against Iran. Everybody's saying, well, we're going to run. Romney says, yeah, we'll declare war against Iran to prevent them from getting nuclear weapons. What does Ron Paul say? Let's hear that first clip now.
Is it worth going to war to prevent a nuclear weapon in Iran?
No, it isn't worthwhile. And the only way you would do that is you'd have to go to the Congress. We as commander-in-chief aren't making the decision to go to war. You know, the old-fashioned way, the Constitution, you go to the Congress and find out if our national security is threatened. And I'm afraid what's going on right now is similar to the war propaganda that went on against Iraq. And, you know, they didn't have weapons of mass destruction, and it was orchestrated, and it was, to me, a tragedy of what's happened these last 10 years, the death and destruction, $4 trillion in debt. So, no, it's not worthwhile going to war. If you do, you get a declaration of war, and you fight it, and you win it, and get it over with.
Thank you, Congressman.
You hear the cheering section? Strong. I mean, the crowd was there for Ron Paul, but you wouldn't know it if you watched that debate. You would not know it. And did you hear what he said, all you chicken hawks? He said, no, the executive branch, you don't get to declare war. It's the Congress's role and responsibility. Would he go to war if Congress declared it? Yes, as the chief as the executive branch, as the commander-in-chief in those instances. Yes, lawful authority, constitutional authority. You want to go to war? Take it to the people's house. Declare it. Fight it. Win it. Get it over with and come back home. And that is how you have a strong defense and, if need be, go to war legitimately and lawfully. And that was part of his 89 seconds that he was given in yesterday's debate. Why do I say this is the 89 seconds that changed the world? Because very few people will be under any illusion that Ron Paul is being given an opportunity, a fair opportunity to communicate this message of peace, prosperity, liberty to the American people, to those that might be inclined to vote in the GOP primaries. And I am urging you, if you still believe in voting, sign up to vote. Hold your nose. I know, I'm not a Republican, I'm not a Democrat, hold your nose, participate should you desire to send a message, the only message that you can within the two parties, because the Democrats are not putting anybody up to oppose Obama's undeclared continuation of the Bush wars, of the Clinton wars before, of the Bush wars before. You follow this? When was the last declared war? World War II? Congress declared war. We fought it. We won it. We got it over with. We came home. But then we ended up in Korea and Vietnam. We haven't left Korea. We're still in Germany. How many other places do we need to be? And whose money can we borrow, tax, print, in order to keep paying for it and expect that we can defend our nation? Can't do it. They're asking to do the impossible. Yet this is the delusion. These people are all on drugs. The only way to explain it. And then the next, their bloodlust goes even further. That's right. They have a bloodlust that goes even further on torture. We'll talk about that. I want to also let you know what we're going to be doing today. I expect to have Tim Boland back at the bottom of the hour, and we're going to talk about this ongoing CDC scandal. Talk in relation to Julie Gerberding. Chicken Little Gerberding. Remember her, the one that, you know, yelled flu every winter? She literally reset the entire Centers for Disease Creation, set it up as a vaccine promotion marketing wing. Why? Why was she given a salary 10 times her government, so-called pseudo-government salary at the CDC to run Merck's pharmaceutical division? Oh, and Merck, do you know that Merck is playing a role in the Penn State scandal? Did you hear about this? Guess who's investigating a closed investigation on the Penn State campus of this horrific child molestation story on Penn State? Oh yeah, we'll talk about that with John Rappaport next hour. Listen, you want to be part of the show, 800-259-5791. Check it out. RobertScottBell.com. This is the place where we rock the health world. We'll be back after this.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic waste were washed away. But when waste were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Look out, Big Pharma. There's a new sheriff in town.
You called down the thunder, well, now you've got it.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you're here, you've unplugged from the Matrix. You've unplugged from the old media. You are now listening to the new media. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show, not only one day a week here on GCN Live, but also 5 additional days a week through naturalnewsradio.com. Check it all out. All the links are there at robertscottbell.com. We're talking about the 89 seconds that changed the world. That is Ron Paul giving 89 seconds in the first hour of the debate yesterday. And it should be now obvious to everyone, except those that are so much on Merck pharmaceutical drugs, they will never wake up, that the old media, bunch of lying sack, you know, I'm not even going to say it, because this one is FCC. Even, you know, even the one on my weekday show where I'm not FCC regulated, I still don't cuss, do I? I would say kick their aspirin, right? I don't have to. I could say it differently, but I don't know, it's just my nature. What can I say? Now, we talked about Ron Paul's foreign policy and the fact that the chicken hawks say, he won't go to war ever. Well, listen, declare war by Congress, by congressional constitutional authority, and yes, as chief executive, then commander-in-chief, absolutely would execute the war and get it done, bring it home, get it done, basically. And that's what needs to be understood about this whole nonsense about, yes, let's declare preemptive war on Iran. Well, if you really think they're that great a danger, take it to the American people. Take it to Congress. Make your case. Oh, but no, we can't trust the American people. They might not want war. They might not want to send their kids to war. Oh, really? You think? Unless there was truly a mortal danger that was proven, that they would say, maybe we should find another way. Right? Our survival depends on it. Economics? Can't afford it. Nope, can't afford it. You want to declare war against Iran? Forget it. Hyperinflation? Hello. Where else do we want to occupy? How about Australia? I got a link up I had earlier this week I talked about. I put this up on Facebook. An old friend of mine said, oh, yeah, they're not saying occupy Australia. They're, you know, basically a new treaty that says we're going to have a military presence in Australia. We're not going to occupy, but I might get to go there. I'm in the military. I might get to go there. Oh, you know, what can I say? God love her, but what can I say? Listen, email question on torture. This came in to the debate last night. This was part of the 89 seconds that Ron Paul was actually able to speak to the public for those who watched the GOP debate. You want to hear about what his perspective is on torture? I think we should. Go ahead and run that clip.
I have an email question, I'm happy to say, emailed into the National Journal, and it comes from Stephen Shafroth of the Dells, Oregon. Stephen writes, I served on an aircraft carrier during the Vietnam War. I believe that torture is always wrong in all cases. What is your stance on torture?
Torture is illegal, and by our laws, it's illegal by international laws.
How do you define torture, sir?
Well, waterboarding is torture, and many other things. It's illegal under international law and under our law. It's also immoral, and it's also very impractical. There's no evidence that you really get reliable evidence. Why would you accept the position of torturing 100 people because you know one person might have information? And that's what you do when you accept the principle of torture. I think it's uncivilized and have no practical advantages, and it's really un-American to accept on principle that we will torture people that we capture.
And Major, I have to weigh in on
you. Michelle Bachman? They didn't let Michelle Bachman. I'm just curious as to what she was going to say.
Major, torture, I know I'm tortured every day. I have headaches. What was she going to say? I'm
curious as to what she wanted to add to it. You know, where's Michelle Bachman coming? Was she going to go pro-torture again? I don't know. But here's a guy, Ron Paul, the only guy that seemingly stands up for, you know, is there an American way of life anymore? Does it exist? Torture is now the way. And remember, John McCain ran for president, 4 years ago? He called waterboarding torture. It was okay then, but when Ron Paul says it, it's not cool. Jesse Ventura, former Navy SEAL, talked about it. He had it done to him. He says it's absolutely torture. and you think people aren't going to say anything under torture, you're going to get, oh, yeah. And these chicken hawk, lily-livered, wussy Republican candidates say, we're going to go declare war. We're going to shoot them up. We're going to drop bombs on them. We'll sacrifice our people to prevent Iran from getting a nuclear weapon. Do I want a nuclear world? No, but we're in a nuclear world. Do you think they don't want one to protect themselves? Am I endorsing them having it? No. No, but there are other ways to go. Wait, do I have to say? I'm not going to say this anymore. I'm so disgusted with these neocon Republicans. And they're not gone. They're still in charge there at the Republican Party. And you watched it in that debate. And yet the whole young crowd there, they were all in step with Ron Paul on this issue. You wouldn't know it, but they were. They were there in force. And that's why I'm saying the 89 seconds that change the world say, if you have not yet unplugged from the old media, ignore them, withdraw from them, take your money away from them. It's over for them. It's done. They are a dying breed. And they're going to do more increasingly desperate and stupid things like that, that are only feeding in to the awareness, the energy, the excitement, the genuine transformation of this place because of the genuine disgust for those who have come before us and who have abandoned liberty. And yes, that means health, freedom as well. Even though that wasn't the discussion for that debate, health, freedom as well. We have a country that has left a long time ago the concept that you should be free to access any supplement, any natural plant medicinal that creation has for your healing, for the healing of your fellow man or woman or child. Without interference, without basically censoring it from you. But no, at this point in time, we have a tyranny in place in America, a tyranny that would prevent you from knowing about natural cures for cancer and all other diseases, natural safe options in place of, instead of vaccination. Now we got a TSA. Bribing travelers to disclose extra personal information in exchange for faster screening. That's right. Just give us some more of your information. You can trust us. We're the government. We're only here to protect you from a tactic. TSA launched a new pilot program that bribes air travelers to voluntarily surrender personal and other information in exchange for expedited and less invasive screening. Sure, can we see your colonoscopy exam before you come on board here? Then we won't have to do it at the airport. Isn't this crazy? And now the CDC again, coming back to them, telling a federal court that the FOIA, the Freedom of Information Act, means nothing to us. We'll withhold whatever we want, especially if you want to know about the danger of vaccines. We're going to be talking with my good friend, investigative journalist, Bulldog Tim Bolin from the Bolin Report, bolinreport.com. I have that linked up at robertscottbell.com, and we are going to get right into that because this also links back to Merck and Julie Gerberding. These revelations are horrific, and you're going to find out they do relate to child abuse, even pedophilia, worldwide, not just at Penn State. And Merck is involved. What, Robert? You can't say that! Oh, yes, I can. The news reports are covering it, but you got to know how deep that rabbit hole goes. That's why you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're going to be coming right back with Tim Bolin and more. John Rappaport joins me a little later in the show. 800-259-5791 if you'd like to be part of the United States of Health Talk Radio this hour and next. Rocking the health world more after this.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins. toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, thank you for helping me rock the health world all over planet Earth. 6 days a week now. RobertScottBell.com. If you don't want to call in live, you can always call in at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, 24/7. Leave your comment or question, and we'll see if we can get to them on the air. Of course, you can leave messages at RobertScottBell.com. I try to answer every one of them on the air, if not directly. Sometimes I get a little behind because it gets a little busy and crazy, you can imagine here, with the kind of information that is going out all over planet Earth from this, the United States, and now world of Health Talk Radio. Hey, back to my friend Tim Boland. New update on BolandReport.com. I've got it linked up at the blog at RobertScottBell.com. CDC tells the federal court to flip off on the FOIA requests. We don't want you to know squat about the danger of vaccines and what we knew about them. Tim Boland, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, wherever your listeners may happen to be.
All over.
Yeah, that was an interesting situation. As to recap, Brian Hooker, PhD, a new friend of mine, sued the CDC to get the information that he'd began to ask for back in 2004 and 2005, asking specific questions about the so-called studies that the CDC bought and paid for, that the CDC claims, five of them, prove that vaccines are not responsible for autism. They were fake studies, and we all know it. So Brian, knowing having that knowledge, went to look and see exactly what. He wanted to see the details. Show me the study, show me the data, show me your communications. And he got a whole lot of it, more of it, more of it, more of it. And the more he got, the more he frightened the CDC, and they stonewalled him. They refused to give him information. Well, that's against the law. Mm-hmm. The CDC, any government agency, federal agency, has 20 days to give you the information, because in this country, the business of the public is the business of the public. We have the right to look at virtually everything they do, with two exceptions. And those two exceptions are explicit. One, we don't get to look at somebody's personnel record. And two, we don't get to look at information that is actively being circulated in a court case when it's active. After the case is finished, we get to see that information. That's all that can be withheld. Well, they withheld virtually every memorandum and everything that had to do with those fake studies. So Brian sued, and the judge pretty much said, you better show me a good reason, because I don't see any. Or give me a schedule, we're going to release the information. Well, if they release that information, I'll be blunt. That's the end of the CDC. It's the end of the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Why? Because they cooked the books. They really did. I've seen more than enough information, Robert.
Well, and it resulted in millions of injuries and even deaths around the world to those that relied upon the CDC's information, endorsement, and claims of safety of childhood vaccinations containing mercury or other adjuvants and toxic ingredients.
That's absolutely true. I've been focusing on the mercury issue called Thimerosal, but believe me, the other additives and the other ingredients in vaccines have their own significant problems, some of which in certain situations are worse than what the Thimerosal is. But in general, across the world, I have to say that, you know, there were a couple of problems, a couple of lies that the CDC did to the world. And now the CDC here is relied upon all over planet Earth as some kind of expert. Well, their expertise now is relies on a couple of outright lies. One, they're claiming that Thimerosal in vaccines is harmless, and that that's been proven with their five studies. And those five studies are crap. Mm-hmm. Well, and then they also claim that vaccines are completely safe and that they're effective. Mm. Are they? Nope.
Not unless you want to sterilize the planet and limit the population growth. We're going to get into that and more with Tim Bolin. BolinReport.com, startling new revelations coming out through his ongoing series of coverage here that may bring the CDC down. And, of course, it would be justice if that were the case. We'll talk more with Tim Bolin after this on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thanks to all of our sponsors. This message getting out to planet Earth. We'll be right back.
Nordic Naturals offers a complete line of omega-3s from fish in combination with omega-6s from organic borage oil and evening primrose oil. Involved in research and education, Nordic Naturals is the chosen brand for various clinical trials at accredited universities and research institutions. All of Nordic Naturals' products are made exclusively from three fish species: Arctic cod, anchovies, and sardines, as they are naturally high in the omega-3 fatty acids EPA and DHA. Many of us lack essential fatty acids, or EFAs. Some of the early signs of EFA deficiency: fatigue, heart problems, immune weakness, poor circulation, and often depression. If you're one of the many Americans suffering from these symptoms, give Nordic Naturals a call at 800-662-2544 or visit them on the web at www.nordicnaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, the company that cares not only about you, but also the environment.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You're listening to the Godzilla of Health Talk Radio.
Right! It's Godzilla!
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You want to know what a criminal organization does? Well, just observe the behavior of the CDC. I got a quote from the article. We're talking with Tim Boland, another segment here. When you look carefully at Gerberding's restructuring while she was head of CDC, it looks to me like virtually every restructured sub-agency had everything to do with promoting vaccines, selling the idea of vaccines, coordinating vaccines, keeping public records of vaccines, getting money from other agencies to buy vaccines and distribute them, etc. Tim Boland, how accurate can you be?
Well, it was kind of fun finding that little bit of information. Julie Gerberding went from a roughly $250,000 a year job heading up the CDC, moved over to Merck for about 10 times that amount, $2.5 million a year. During the time she was there from 2002 through 2009, when, by the way, Obama fired her, she accomplished a bit, quite a bit, in this so-called restructuring. And if you look at it carefully, it's pretty much restructured the entire CDC to focus on vaccines, vaccine delivery, under the presumption, and I say presumption with all capital letters, that vaccines actually are effective in controlling diseases. What studies have ever been done on that? Where are they basing those claims? All of that's up for. In fact, you stick around with the Boland Report, I will be doing a series on that. That none of that's true. What they're claiming here, that they've knocked out all these diseases, what crap. They have not.
No, indeed they've not. But as I've called them, the marketing arm, if you will, a marketing division of the vaccine industry, the CDC has become, you know, almost no other reason to exist other than perhaps to provide information for television shows that promote this propaganda.
It's correct. I keep talking about the fact that the pharmaceutical industry has been in financial trouble in terms of the fact that their patents are running out. That's just one example of what's happened to them. On their major drugs, their patents are running out in 2011, 2012, up through 2015, which means that nobody buys the expensive stuff anymore. The generics come in and really cut the bottom out of those drugs. The patents are not renewable, and their attempts to protect themselves from that have failed. And the research project they got involved in didn't pan out.
So what they do, what they're doing here, if you look at my graphs on some of my situations here, they've taken the vaccine schedule and increased it radically, and they did that. What bothers me the most is that they did that without ever testing to see what would happen to children with those massive combinations of injections. Nobody ever did any of that. And now, Robert, here's the scary part. It's bad right now. 1 in 110 children are getting autism. If anybody who's ever seen an autistic child, you go, oh, my God. But 1 in 6, according to Bobby Kennedy, and he's correct, 1 in 6 children are developing neurological issues. And it's from vaccines. And oh, they go, oh, it's not. It's not. Yes, it is. 1 in 6. That's on today's vaccine schedule. And the plan in the next 10 years is to triple the number of vaccines that a child will receive. That is absolutely insane.
Well, Tim, in regard to Brian Hooker's attempts through Freedom of Information Act request, he's already got tremendously damning information that is slowly being released through your reports and other by other means. Will the CDC get away with this? Will they be able to stop these FOIA requests from happening? What's the status? What do you see happening next?
You know, I know some pretty good attorneys, and I look at the situations that I have it reviewed, and the CDC's response, basically, when they claim that, you know, they don't have to turn over any of this, and these are the reasons that they're the CDC, blah, 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 aren't going to stand up in court. There's a simple device. You know, discovery is an issue in any time there's a civil case out there. And what happens is that the defendant really doesn't want to give up all their personal information about their company, and they certainly don't want to admit that they really did the wrong that they're being accused of, and they don't want the information out there. Well, that's what's happening with the CDC. So what happens is, when they make these claims that this is restricted information, it's really standard for the plaintiff to come back and say, great, Your Honor, let's bring all that evidence here into court, and we'll agree not to reveal any of it, but let's all look at it. And then we'll see if it applies or not. And at that point, frankly, the CDC is dead meat.
Yep.
Why do I know that? Well, I'm going to withhold that little part because we do know how dead meat they are. Yeah. And, you know, it's all going to happen. They cannot get out of this. There's no possible way they can get out of this. It's just a matter of time before we have all of those emails and memorandums and everything else. What's really interesting, Robert, is the name Paul Thorsen. He's the guy that was indicted for
the Danish. We'll have to come back on that, Tim. We have to come back on that, Tim. We're out of time here. We'll be staying up with Tim Boland, as you know, here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Don't forget the weekday show. Lots more healing to do. Back after this with Heavy Metal Detox.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey, free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree spray, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Here's Robert.
All right, I've got Tim Bowler. I asked him to spend a couple more minutes with us here because he was going right up against the break with the Paul Thorsen, the guy that ran off to Scandinavia from the CDC. Turns out money laundering charge, all kinds of bizarre things, and he was really involved in these studies to say, hey, it's safe. The CDC puts a stamp on approval. Mercury is not toxic in vaccines. And so where do we go from here, Tim?
Well, you can imagine that Paul Thorsen has been indicted of a grand jury indictment last April here in the United States for fraud and money laundering about the money he was getting from the CDC. And there were issues in Denmark also over this. So, of course, we want to see all of his communications over the study in the first place. And, boy, I'll tell you what, that's the ones the CDC does not want us to see. They're claiming that, oh, there's no public interest in what Paul Thorsen's personal issues. Oh, yeah? Here we come.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. If Paul, you're looking at the guy here who did all of this. He designed these things. And he's the one who later on, ripped off the United States government. Hey, can you trust this guy's word on a vaccine study? I don't think so. Listen, Robert, it's been really great being on your show again. Let's keep it up. We're having fun.
Yeah, Tim, we're doing it right because we're still having a good time doing it, even though we have to cover some horrific stories. But these are life-affirming from our perspective because they're going to stop the slaughter of the innocents to whatever degree possible that it is. We are going to be that voice, and you are that voice, and I appreciate you very much.
We're winning, Robert.
Yes, you are right. We are winning, you know, in a different way than Charlie Sheen had said it.
Perhaps, so, yes, that's true. Yes. Thank you very much for having me on.
All right, it's Tim Bowler at BowlerReport.com. Check it out. I've got it all online at RobertScottBell.com. I have a listener email I want to get to now, and it relates to the subject. Here's from Kevin. He writes, I need to know how to detox heavy metals out of my body. I've been changing my habits for 7 years now and still have not understood how to get these metals out. Please help. And I hear this plea almost every day. It can be so complicated, couldn't it? I mean, can it? I mean, it's just like, oh, I've got to hear it this way. I hear it that way. There's invasive procedure. I can go out intravenous. What do I do, Robert? I'm going to boil it down, make it as simple as possible for you. Bottom line is we know we need to have certain essential trace elements in our body that bind those heavy metals for ultimate excretion. So if you are not taking adequate quantities of a food-grown selenium, a sea vegetation, for instance, you don't have the starting point. Bottom line, you don't have the fundamental starting point to get this stuff out of your system. So I encourage everybody to get on it. You heard Scott Kennedy he was on a lot. Scott Kennedy, super sea veg. Simplest thing you can do, multi-factorial, I mean, you got everything in sea vegetation. And the sea veg is fantastic. Get on that. Start the heavy metal detox simply by getting those trace elements. That includes selenium. But I want you to ramp up the selenium even higher. In addition to that, take the food-grown selenium that I get from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. He's at 866-424-1077. 866-424-1077. At least a couple of hundred micrograms of the selenium that is in a whole food or food-grown state. That will be a perfect complement to the sea vegetation that we all need to be ramping up. We've got these heavy metals coming in from every source, much less the vaccines in children. And there are ways to get these supplements in children. We crunch them up. We have some of the mini sea veg. He's even got some chewables from sea veg we give to our kids. But we'll also take the powder. We'll mulch them up with the selenium and other things. Give it to him. And my daughter, we give it to her in some Manuka honey. My son, he just pours it into some water or some kind of a juice concoction. He'll drink it down. However you got to do it, get it in these kids, much less, as Kevin asked, how do I do it for myself as an adult? There you go. Now, we also know we have to increase the production of glutathione in our system, right? It's not complicated. This is simple stuff, but you got to have the stuff there. That's why the seaweed. That's why the selenium. But we also have things like N-acetylcysteine, right? Precursors. But what ramps up glutathione production more than raw, unpasteurized, non-heat treated? Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, the One World Whey. That's right, the whey protein. Now, if they pasteurize it, that's dangerous. It's just like pasteurizing raw milk, fresh milk from cows that are pasture-fed. That damages and destroys the integrity of that food. You want to increase glutathione? Get on the One World Whey. Call up our good friend Stephen Hewer, and he's at 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Now, every Friday, I talk with my good friend, Dr. Frank King from King Bio, and he's got a series of heavy metal detoxification formulas. And this is the other aspect of the simplicity of homeopathy. Says heavy metal detox. It's real simple. And you can take a couple of squirts of that once, twice, three times a day. Give to your kids as long as you're doing everything that I'm telling you to get that selenium back up, the glutathione production back up. The homeopathy will trigger the metabolic action against the metals and help to carry it out in supportive action. The rest of your body systems that need all the help they can get to get rid of these metals that have been in there for years and years and years. And King Bio is at 800-543-3245, 800-543-3245. And if you don't also know, on Mondays, I do Advanced Medicine Monday on the Robert Scott Bell Show through Natural News Radio. Check it out at robertscottbell.com. And I talked to my good friend, Dr. Rashid Batar. He had a child vaccine injured into the autism spectrum, got him out by rapidly, aggressively detoxifying through chelation therapies, transdermal DMPS, a special one that he was using, and there's also other forms of intravenous chelation therapies that are very aggressive in acute response to acute intoxication of heavy metals, like through vaccination or other mechanisms that create this scenario that demand us to go rapidly to pull the garbage out very quickly. Now, in a few short minutes, I've given you more than most will give you in a year. Simple things that you can do, from the least invasive to even the intravenous therapy invasive, but that work depending on your needs. Try any of them. Try all of them. You will be better off for it. And if you haven't done this yet, a far infrared healing light sauna will also help to sweat the heavy metals out, the fat soluble toxins out through the skin, reduce the burden on the liver and kidneys as well. I could go on, and I think I will. I got another hour left on the Robert Scott Bell Show. John Rappaport joins me. Lots more healing to go. This is the place where all I have to do is remind you that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.